graduate, what do you often say? No, has to show some mele. The Yisra Klein is not this thing.
No, I'm saying, what about Rabbeinu Tam? Not in Pesachim. What about Avodah Zarah? The Tosas and Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
There too.
Yeah, there was.
So because if they be caressing, Bitsine, there is no Yisra. No Yisra Resen, no Yisra. No Yisra Lam, only Yechev is Alonis. But if I rest here, there is an Yisra of Kol Hashem. So Mele, if he comes to the home, let's be shining. Can I do it? Can I bow down to Rabbi Zohar? To him say, Chas Mishalem. So Mele, it cannot be realized, materialized, be pale. So Mele, it's out of the form of the sky, is it? But the Rambam Shit is, there is a special tool of dinos. The Sodom can agree with it, but he said it's not a dinos. Why is it a dinos? Because it's difficult. Never mind difficult. Many things are not easy. And to be proper all his life, not to be how Shabbos wants it easy. Just as maybe one time become Hebrew, finished. Whole life be proper and subject yourself to continuous torture and this might be more. Okay, so we had, I told Yaakov to be here, I told her, can I have a commission?
So Rashi mentions in the Medrash two pshat. Tomoy v'reisa. One mishvach and one mitnah. The shvach, even with the reisa. When everybody was corrupt and realized and weak, he managed to be a tzaddik tamoy. As kam v'chamo, yeresh l'chvom, and certainly mitnah. The other one with night. With the race of he in relative to the people of his generation of the Sadikan, but relative to from what was immediate. So both are true. It's a question of relativity. Then
Rabbi, what did you mean both are true? I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean both are true?
What?
You said both are true. Both are true. How can both be true? They're contradictory.
It's a question of relativity.
What do you mean? Relative to what?
It's lishvach, relative to wicked people. And it's litnai, relative to all people.
I don't understand. The first lashon says,
even the Chofetz Chaim, so relative to all the good Jews in his generation was mitzvah, but relative to the Nagoyim.
I understand. That's the second pshat.
Yeah.
But how are you using the first pshat? The first pshat says he would have been a tzaddik, even a greater tzaddik in the time of Avraham Avinu.
That's right.
So it means he would have been greater than Avraham Avinu.
No, Chas v'Shalom.
So what's the first pshat?
But not did I not want to be known? If I had been raised in the time of the boy,
no.
I would be a better Jew than now. But would that mean I would be bigger than the boy? I mean, that's the sound. By evil, can we have a kiss go possible for my keep all the others from us with me? The name, I see some souls.
Rabbi,
There seems to be a stira in Rashi here. Because Rashi says on the pasuk of Kates called Basar, Kamakam Shat might say Nusva Vaida Salilim and Dar Lamuska Bala Ailam Vai Regas Titan Viraim. That the Mabul seemed to come because of Nusna Vola Salilim. But then he says, Kimala Aratz Hamas Lanachum Zardinam El Ala Gezel. It came to
the Gezel. That was the finishing touch.
Mm-hmm.
The finishing touch.
Right.
Now, the Pshat is, why I resolve the Arise of the Avirus? Because every Avirus, our Avirus, she'll molly nichtabul or your only cousin. The more it lies in your missus. There are certain Avirus, she'll molly nichtabul or your only cousin. Shabbos. Support the Torah, a woman to give it. So, if anybody thinks in his mind, of an Isaac Ruach and the Cantor, Akum Shishalas, the Chayim, if you wish, mine. If he does it, the tears can be dice. Only we could have to ask for it. But, the sign is when they are hidden, they haven't been Israel. So, it can still be, in the biggest of air, it's natural law. You know, the innate human conscience, any human being, regardless of race, creed, and color, understand that to kill is the most terrible thing. To rob is the most terrible thing. To commit adultery is the most terrible thing. To be homosexual is the most terrible thing. And I've resorted to it. It's made to ask, how can you say that I've resorted to an eight after all? Most people are later this one, even an eight sleep. Many of those are sheet of the taxes, but still, there is a result. The answer is because Akum should have put Lord Slav in the result, but me, I was in the end. Because of the education, some melee is not me. But suppose somebody would be raised in the desert, who wouldn't think of becoming an Amazon? Who would recognize? The greatest performer of human consciousness in the fact that he was raised with glory in the Lumayamsi. Terach raised him as a pagan and still revolted. But if he will not be raised with any education, so he would understand that it's nonsense and idle, and he would recognize, not like a Rav Avinu, but in a certain way, the way Rabbi Avraham Avinu recognized when he's 3 years old. The Ram says that Avraham Avinu was much as Bailey when he was 4. So he says, Yeshna Bodo Bindimusan. The answer is two different approaches. Sometimes you recognize there is a God through emotions, not for sale. Isaac Newton discovered the law of gravity, you know, when he discovered it, when he was 6 years old. So he climbed up an apple tree and he threw down the apples. Then he came running to his mother and says, Mommy, 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 why did the apple fall down? Why didn't it go up? So the mother said, Isaac, are you crazy? How do you... I'm not crazy at all. But there is something that attracts it. The heavens attract it. But that wasn't his final discovery. Then he formulated in mathematics and everything. And because of that formula, we are able to go up to the moon. So that's what the Raman means. Begin with Shalom. So he here performs melee, emotion through his heart. For the logic of the heart, but Naboim Shalom, as if it is Bailey, for the logic of the mind.
Rebbe saying that Znus also was something innate. But doesn't Rashi say by the Merak where they were crying, Hayubochim? Yes. So Rashi says they were crying because of all the Arayas that were now ushered to them. It seems to be that naturally they were living with these
slaves
people.
In Egypt. They were also partially Anusim. So maybe they adopted the line of thinking of the Egyptians. Like today, you have a professor with that name to our shame and disgrace. What's his name? In Albert Einstein Medical School. Vino. Mishavina.
Why?
Yeah. So he's a gay activist. Gay activist. Big mind. Big mind.
Lily.
Lily Akshuba. Okay. So, the homosexuals and lesbians today, they should be rehabilitated. That has to show them to be in college.
What are you saying? Why it's Lonechta? Because of Gilui Arayos and
Ritz. Because they are primarily interested in Zmus. Avizoveh was just a media.
Right.
But Yisavotav.
You're saying, but what about the other Sheva Mitzvahs Neinov? They had no taiva for that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
They didn't have. Because naturally.
Ones can do that just as the gay people kill. One gay person in Chicago, I think, killed about 8 of his partners and they hit them in the roof. That's how it is. All right. Now, Tzia Das Latecha. So what does Tzia mean? So Rashi mentions in there in that verse to Pshat. One Tzia is Kibbutz Shutik. It's kind of like the name. The other one means a diamond. What's the difference between the skylight, the window, the outside, and the diamond? Well, there is a fundamental distinction. A tzea has the capacity of allowing the light from the outside to come inside. A diamond is just the reverse. The shine, the luster, from inside goes outside. So we have to have both sides. On one hand, you know, the Menorah and the Mikdash is symbolic of the Sheva Chochmos. I mean, I'm not saying it. The Kirsch of Obis in Sanctomesis, he says, 3 on this side and 3 on this side. And then the Ne'er Mahovi is there. Ne'er Mahovi symbolizes the Chochmos HaTorah. So it is to be made to the right and to the left to guide all the other Chochmos. And to have, it's very interesting when modern textbooks describe wisdom, so they make a fundamental distinction between science and art. Mathematics is science, physics is science, chemistry is science, biology is science, then art, music is art, singing is art. The Chesed always includes mathematics and music in one wisdom, because both have the common denominator of harmony. Mathematics is all harmony, music is all harmony, physics is mostly harmony, chemistry is also mostly, well, I would say physics is 90% harmony, like mathematics. Mathematics is 100%. Chemistry, I would say, is 60%. I don't try to be exact. And biology is probably 30%. Very little harmony. Most of biology is based upon an empirical approach, empiricism, and experimentation. But the philosopher is classified together. In order to see Albert Einstein was a big physicist, and he was a big musician. And every day he started to work on his formula of relativity, he played music and he heard some of us. So that's why we need to pshat. In other words, the Chochmas HaTorah, the Ne'em HaRovi, has to guide Dar Chochmas. Dar Chochmas are like a map, a captain of a boat, a pilot of a plane. Has to look at a map. If I want to go to Australia, I have to go this way. I want to go to Africa, I have to go this way. I want to go to South America, I have to go this way. I want to go to Europe, I have to go this way. I want to go to China, I have to go this way. I want to ascend, I have to go like this. But it doesn't tell him what is the right approach or not. Maybe if you go to Australia, you'll crash. Doesn't know. But Ne'em HaRovi has to tell us which is the right way. Chochmah Mado is a very important thing. I agree that I wouldn't call it Chochmah Mado. Torah Mado, but Torah of Chochmah Mado. Chochmah. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a centrist. Because centrism means the middle point. The middle point between two extreme points. So suppose you put in your card here, and that will be sold here. That's one input, one center. Suppose you see Rabin in Paris, the Russia here, and the card here, so it's another input. But I agree with Dr. Lem's theory of the middle, there's the Darbenis, the Rambamish. In other words, somebody, Brown said, should not be a glutton, and he should not be a hermit. So, you have to find out. Depends upon the circumstances, upon the place, upon the situation. If he's a sick person, he has to eat 10 times a day, small meals. The doctor told me I have to eat it 5 times. I eat only 3 times. But I have to eat little. I have to eat. I can't do it. 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock should be the last time. After 8, I shouldn't take anything. Can I do it? At night, I shouldn't eat till the Shabbos. I should eat to the Shabbos, that of Shabbos, I can. So, it depends upon the place of place, upon the person and the person. Now, if they are flowing,
wait, can I just ask you a question?
Yes,
can I ask
sir?
You a question? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not born naturally as a tzaddik. He developed on his character traits.
Right.
So what I don't
he had a potential, but
I don't understand, he
actualized the potential.
So why does Rashi, he quotes the Medrash over here, he says that when they covered his the ark in which Moshe was lying in the Nile River, they did not. No, but Rashi contrasted from the case of Noah. Because Rashi says that tzaddik shouldn't smell the bad odor.
That's why here it was clay on the inside and tar on the outside, and by Noah it was tar on both sides.
But because by Moshe Rabbeinu it was clean on the inside.
Right.
But unclean on the outside.
So he shouldn't smell. It was both, inside and outside.
Okay.
You know, I said so that Moshe shouldn't smell the bad odor.